Today, January 17th, would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. Hard to believe. And as we all know, Betty was a huge, huge animal lover. She spent most of her life raising money for animal shelters and animal rights. So to honor her, the Betty White Challenge you may see right now online is trending everywhere, where you're being asked to donate $5 or more to a local animal shelter. Eileen, with the BCSPCA, is on the line with me. Eileen, it's not even noon yet, but what's the reaction you've seen so far?
Incredible. We have raised $64,000.
Wow.
Not noon yet. So the response has been phenomenal, and that speaks volumes about Betty White herself. She, you know, she was the voice for animals, and it's a pity that she didn't make her 100th birthday, because it's just so sad. But out of this, something good has happened. I would love to know the total up and down North America of how much money was raised in Betty White's name.
Absolutely. If it's 64,000 just for BC alone, like you said, I can only imagine we're going to surpass hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, it is amazing because, you know, these days there's so many different causes that are trending online telling us to donate. But to actually see like monetary results that quick, it must have just been so cool for you guys to see it starting to come in.
It's really heartwarming, really heartwarming. And this is just with the BCSPCA. And obviously, I'm promoting, you know, donate to the BCSPCA. But there are other animal rescues out there that need money as well. So it doesn't have to be just the BCSPCA, but make sure it's a legitimate organization.
Absolutely, yeah. Wherever you can get donate to is fine. So from $5, people are being asked to donate, but maybe even up to whatever you want. Sky's the limit. But where exactly does the money go towards with the BCSPCA?
Well, the money would go to where it's needed most. But, you know, we have sheltering, caring for animals. We have cruelty investigations, we have an emergency medical fund, we have rehabilitation, education. There are all sorts of programs in need. So wherever, if you have a specific program that you would like to donate your money to, please specify that when you donate.
Okay, good to know. Like you said, yeah, if there's somewhere specific, but otherwise many different areas, which is great. And if you're like Betty and, you know, you always lived with animals, say you've had one that's passed away, you want to adopt a new one or want to become like a dog owner for the first time, can you tell us about a few furry friends you have that are looking for their forever home?
I can. And it's a pity you can't see this wee guy. We have a Shih Tzu Brussels Griffin cross in West Vancouver. Now, he loves long adventures and lots of time to play, but he does need some work around meeting new people, as he's quite unfamiliar with strangers, and he can be reactive. So he just needs lots of TLC. He should go to school. It's always wise to send your munchkin off to school, but not off to school. Because
yep, get an education.
Great. Yes, and make sure it's animal kind. We want to make sure that when your dog is being trained, that it's positive reinforcement. If you go onto our website, you'll see the Animal Kind training program we have. And also, there is another, I was going to say a tiny wee boy looking for a home. He's huge.
Oh.
He's a year old. His name is Noodle. And he's a Malamute Shepherd, I don't know, Great Dane, whatever. Again, he hasn't had a lot of exposure to other animals and small children. So you need to be a wee bit experienced taking on this big man.
So best if the owner live by themselves, it sounds like. No kids, preferably.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's just amazing. And if you're looking for a pot-bellied pig, we have quite a few of those at our Surrey branch.
Oh my gosh!
We have bunnies, we have cats, we have... Go onto our website and you'll see all the available animals on there.
Adorable. I didn't even think about that, adopting a pig, but why not? And all your dinner scraps, you can just feed it. Don't even have to wash dishes anymore. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Eileen. And again, amazing to see the donations in honor of Betty. And if people listening right now haven't donated yet, want to, what's the best way to do that?
It's probably best to go online or check with your local shelter.